Corrections, law enforcement, and clerks of court officials hopped between different legislative panels earlier this month, explaining to lawmakers how two inmates were able to walk free using forged release orders and how that practice might be stopped from happening in the future. The state's top law enforcement official, FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey, confirmed Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker manufactured their bogus release papers in prison and had an associate on the outside deliver the papers to a drop box outside the clerk's office. Sarasota Clerk of Court Karen Rushing told lawmakers one way to ensure that doesn't happen again is to take paper out of the equation.
There has been discussion at the statewide level for judges to use the e-portal for their orders, and it has the capacity to authenticate those judges.
That e-portal is something most lawyers in Florida are already using.
You sign in with your username and password, and then it takes you to this. This is just breaking the counties down, which, you know, we primarily do Leon County, McCullough County, things like that, and you would click on...
That's Annie Bartle, a legal assistant to the president of the Tallahassee chapter of the Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, Matt Willard. Willard's office has been using the state's secure e-portal since the Florida Supreme Court mandated lawyers transition away from paper in 2010. Willard says in many ways the new system has made his job easier.
We got a statewide case. We just got something from them. Right. You know, it comes to when the prosecutor in that case files something, it goes to the clerk, it comes to my email. And I'm like, oh, they just filed something, and I can open it up from my BlackBerry.
The state's highest court required the changes in order to curb court spending and streamline the judicial process. The changes also had the added benefit of increasing security by giving attorneys individual usernames and passwords based on their bar numbers, thus ensuring court officials always know where a motion originates. Right now, the portal only includes attorneys' motions, but the plan is to give judges a personal identification number similar to a lawyer's bar number and expand the portal to include court orders, cutting the potential for third-party fraud. But Miami Republican State Senator Aniter Flores questioned how secure the system could really be.
You know, because, I mean, this process up until now was incredibly secure, and someone's going to fall through the cracks. And I think that, you know, our mutual goal here is to ensure that what do we do to make secure be 100% secure.
The e-filing process has three levels of verification. First, an attorney submits a motion to the system, and the clerk's office receives it. Then the clerk sends a confirmation back to the attorney before accepting the lawyer's motion. Tallahassee lawyer Matt Willard says adding court orders to the portal will make filing releases more secure. But as a defense lawyer, he also knows the lengths that some inmates will go to in order to secure their freedom.
There's some pretty darn intelligent criminals out there that know how to do stuff with computers and technology that I don't even comprehend. There's always a way to get into something. If you're really committed to it, don't think this thing can't be hacked. I mean, I don't believe that for a second.
Not all Florida counties have moved their filings online. Per Supreme Court mandate, those remaining counties have until February to complete the transition. If judges are going to be added to the e-portal system, it won't be until after the February deadline. In the meantime, corrections officials say they'll verify release orders by picking up the phone and calling judges. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank in Tallahassee.